Where is the dorm office? This place is so confusing. Is this even the right place? Fuck. Only I could get this lost. Huh? Oh! Yeah, I could use some help. This is the Western Dorm Block, right? Oh, good. At least I'm not miles away from where I needed to be. Yep, I'm just moving into the dorms, and I've never even visited this city before. Is it that obvious? Ah, dang. Classic me. Making a fool of myself on the first day. Anyway, I'm sorry to bother you like this. Just one quick question, and I'll be out of your hair. Do you happen to know where the dorm office is? Thank you! I'm glad you walked by when you did. I was about 30 seconds from just trying out that door. And now that someone just walked out of there with a basket full of clothes, I'm now realizing that's a laundry room. Well, now I can finally make my check-in. Which was... Oh, shit. 47 minutes ago. Sorry to run, but I've gotta go. It was nice meeting you. Why did I even bring this? Shit. Fuck. Oh. Hey. Didn't expect to see you again so soon. Here, let me just... Ugh. Yeah. Your directions were perfect. I got to the dorm office, no problem. They set me up with a room key and even gave me a little tour. I think I'll be good on my directions for a while. Actually, now that you're here, I guess there's only one thing I should ask you. Is parking always this bad? Because this was the only parking spot I could find, and my room is on the completely other side of the dorm. It's only this bad on move-in day? Phew. I'm glad to hear that. I spent the last hour lugging my shit from here to my room, and I've just about reached my limit. This is by far the heaviest box I have, which is why I was putting it off for last. In hindsight, not a great idea. Oh, you'll help me? Oh, thank you. You have no idea how much that means to me. Yeah, I know. It's pretty heavy. It was tough just taking it to my car. But you really have a knack for walking by at the perfect time. I thought I was gonna have to get by without my dumbbell set. No, I'm kidding. No, it's just some odds and ends that I didn't want to risk packing with the other stuff. I don't think I'll have to buy dumbbells anyways, with how heavy that stuff is. You're strong, though. We're almost halfway to my dorm, and you haven't even broken a sweat. I'd have passed out from exhaustion by this point. Here, let me get the door. You know, I'm really happy there's people like you around. I guess it's a little silly, but I was worried about what college was going to be like. Most of the dorm stories I've heard were about wild parties and terrible roommates. That's why I got a room by myself. That and... Well, we're almost to my room. Just around the corner here. Yep. Room 124. This is me. Yeah, right there on the floor. I can take it from here. Really? I know this place is just a bit of a mess right now, but thank you. I tried to get the decorations and personal stuff up right away to make it feel a little more like home. Thanks again for helping me with everything. This move has been stressful enough without all the other stuff going on. Hey, do you mind if I get your number? It'd be nice to be able just to text you instead of just waiting for you to walk by whenever I needed help. Awesome! I've got a lot of unpacking to do, and I'm sure you've got plenty of your own stuff too. So I'll let you go now. Hope to see you soon. Come in. Come in. I was worried you wouldn't be up this late. My text didn't wake you, did it? That's good. Look, I'm sorry again for asking you to come to my room so late at night. I just needed you here. No, everything's all right. Mind sitting on the bed with me? It's cold out there, and I'm sure you're tired. Hey, do you mind if I talk with you, or maybe talk rather at you for a little while? I'm sure you could tell how stressed I've been today. But it's just not moving. I've been like this for weeks. The whole dorm thing was just kind of last minute. I was on the waiting list for this college and only got the acceptance letter last month. I've been on the phone with so many people from here just trying to get everything in order in time. They couldn't even promise me a dorm room until earlier this week. I don't even think I've ever gone this long with so little sleep. And then my friends are so far away, I've called most of them already, and I'll try my best to keep up with them. It's just that I had some older friends who left for college, and my boyfriend's the only one who hasn't drifted away. I haven't really had to make friends since I was 13, so I'm not sure if I can make new ones either. It's probably paranoia, but I'm worried that I'm going to be alone here. Yeah, I'm sure you're right. It's so easy to fear the worst. I'm getting really tired now. Could we lie down on the bed together? Thank you. I thought I would at least have my boyfriend to lean on through all of this. We were together since sophomore year. And yeah, it's stupid to think that your high school relationship is gonna last forever. But really, I thought that we had something. No, no, we did have something. Something real. I never really had that great of a relationship with my parents, so I spent the last year living with him in his apartment. I was even going to college. The one I was committed to until last month. It was our hometown college, and I knew I'd get accepted there. Easily. It wasn't the best I could do, but it would be worth it if I could stay with him. That was what I told myself, at least. But part of me wasn't so sure. That's why I applied here, even though it was a long shot. Just getting waitlisted in spring was so much more than I expected. I didn't think they'd even pick up my application. But I knew I would regret it if I didn't follow my dreams. So I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw that I was actually accepted here. I had to read it all a few times to make sure I wasn't just seeing what I wanted to see. My boyfriend must have noticed how much I started smiling and asked me what was up. My heart sank when he looked at me. I guess I kind of knew what was coming. Maybe if I just threw away that letter. Anyway, I tried to tell him how this was a good opportunity for me. How we could still be together long distance, but he wasn't having any of it. He got really angry, saying that I didn't love him. I always knew he had a jealous and possessive side, but it was never like this. He accused me of cheating on him, called me so many awful things. And then, I'm sorry for ranting. I guess what I'm trying to say is, the school therapist said it would be better if I had my own dorm room. But honestly, I'm not used to being alone at night. So would you mind staying here a little while longer? Thank you. Don't worry. I don't need you to do or say anything. I just need you here. This is nice. Let me I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. It's not right for me to. No, it's okay. I wanted you to. Really, if you don't want this. If you don't want to do this, we can stop. I can hold my own. Even if you need to leave. I promise. You don't have to do this for my sake. Yeah, I want this too. I'm sure of it. Please touch me. Shirt off and yours too. Do you like them? Oh, I can see it in your eyes. Go ahead. You can touch them. Oh, that feels good. Yes. Just like that. Oh God. Your hands feel so good. Yes, suck on them like that. Ah, do you feel how hard my nipples are for you? Fuck, they're so sensitive. Yes. I want your hand here. I want you to touch me here. Yes. Keep sucking on my tits. I wanna. Right in here, Ian. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. You wanna take my pants off? Yes, please. Fuck. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, you like how wet my panties are? Oh, you did that to me. That tickles. No. You're tickling me. No. That feels so. Stop that. Fuck. It feels so good. about me. Oh, fuck. Your mouth on my pussy. Oh, feels so fucking good. Oh, I like feeling your tongue on my clit. Oh, yes, yes, just like that, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. I'm grinding into you like that. Oh, it's so fucking good. Oh, it's so fucking wet for you. Oh. Yes, come here. Come here. Come here. I want to taste myself on you. Is your neck sensitive? Oh, fuck. I can see just how hard you are through your pants. I suppose let's just take off all of this. Oh. No. I'm alright. I just haven't seen a cock other than my boyfriends and so on. Yours is really nice. Can I touch it? Oh, it's so hard and hot against my hand. Oh, my hand fits around you so perfectly. Oh my god. You're getting even harder. Please. Please kiss me as I stroke you. Really needed this. touch myself with your cock head. Yes, you feel so good. Running up and down my slit. God. I'm already getting so worked up. Rubbing circles around my clit with your head. I think I'm ready now. I want you inside me. Yes, I'm sure. Just go slowly, okay? I'll tell you if I want you to stop. No, I'm okay. You can keep going. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're all the way inside me. I feel so fucking full. Oh, stay still for a moment. I need to get used to you. Oh, hold me close. Okay. Faster now. I need you to move faster. Oh, don't hold back for me anymore. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Good press up against mine. Oh, your heart is beating out of control. Oh, mine too. Good. I want you to feel how intense this is for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah? Oh. Oh. Fucking shit. I'm getting close. Fuck you too. Oh, fuck. I want us to come together. Yeah. You can come inside me. Yes, I'm sure. Oh, fuck. I want you to. Fuck. I want to feel you fucking exploding inside me. I need you to fucking feel me. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Yes, come with me. Fucking yes. Fuck. Shit. Fuck. I'd understand if you'd want to leave now, but you can stay the night here. Is that all right? Good. Listen, I don't know what this makes us. We can talk about that in the morning, when our minds are a bit clearer. But this means so much to me. You mean so much to me. And I'm never gonna forget this. Thank you. Please hold me. Hold me while we fall asleep.